It follows the Federal Reserve's decision not to change its benchmark interest rate and a cautiously optimistic outlook for the year ahead. CBS's Jason Brooks.
The Dow soared 512 points to 37,090. The NASDAQ advanced higher by 200 points to 14,734. And the S&P was up 63 points to 4707.
Fed Chair Jerome Powell signaled cuts in 2024 happening as early as March.
We are seeing strong growth that appears to be moderating. We're seeing a labor market that is coming back into balance by so many measures, and we're seeing inflation making real progress. These are the things we've been wanting to see.
Again, the Dow rallied to record highs today, adding more than 37,000 points after the Fed hit pause again on the benchmark interest rate. CBS News Special Report. I'm Monica Ricks.
Locally grown radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The League of Women Voters says so-called election integrity efforts in the Wisconsin legislature are a wolf in sheep's clothing. The League's Deborah Cronmiller points to attempts to dismantle the Wisconsin Elections Commission.
Other bills that have been introduced, which sort of, I think, show the hand of this legislative body, is that they're not really looking for more integrity in our elections.
Governor Evers has vetoed a number of election bills in the past that he says would make it harder to vote in Wisconsin. Wisconsin school superintendent wants tonight's UW Regents meeting rescheduled. Jill Underley is a member of the board, which is set to reconsider its vote to reject the deal swapping employee pay raises for cuts to diversity offices. Underley says the debate should not be cut short by an artificial political deadline. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Tomorrow morning, the outside lane of the West Riverview Expressway will be closed between 2nd Avenue South and Chase Street in Wisconsin Rapids. City crews will be trimming trees. They expect to reopen the right westbound lane by 3 p.m. on Thursday. Traffic will be shifted to the inside left westbound lane for the day. The Village of Vesper has applied for funding through the Safe Drinking Water Loan Program with the Wisconsin DNR. The project will replace the raw water main from Well Road to the treatment plant, construct the water main looping on Southwest Well Road, and upgrade the water treatment plant in the Village of Vesper. The project will not result in significant adverse environmental effects, and no further environmental review or analysis is needed before proceeding with funding the project. The public is encouraged to submit comments regarding this decision and potential environmental impacts by December 27th to the DNR. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Folks, I tell you this much, the Cripes Cast is just the butter on my cheese.
Mike and Pat, the hosts of the Crash Dummies podcast.
I was born in Nigeria, actually.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I was in Nigerian boarding school for like 3 years. It's like a prison sentence. We were trying to prison break our way out of there because they took our passports. So I was trying to like have people send me money so I can find a new passport.
Wait. You were in Nigeria trying to have people send you money?
Yeah, trying to escape.
Sounds familiar, doesn't it?
Cripes Cast, every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
A new time for the Badgers home game. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's official. Wisconsin Badgers men's basketball team has moved up its start time for their game tomorrow night against Jacksonville State so that more viewers can watch the UW women's volleyball match against Texas tomorrow night. So the Badgers basketball team will tip off now at 6 p.m., followed by the NCAA Final Four from Tampa featuring Wisconsin against Texas. That'll be at 8:30. NBA, the Bucks host the Pacers tonight in Milwaukee. Giannis says that now that he's turned 29, he feels the need to share the ball more.
No, that's what the leader does. You know, sometimes it's not about you. It's about the team getting a good shot, you know, and I'm okay with that. Maybe if you asked me 5 years ago, I was 24, teams that we played, maybe I wasn't okay with that. You know, I wanted to make something happen all the time, but now, no matter what happens, I'm going to come back tomorrow, I'm still going to be me.
That's the Bucks, Giannis Antetokounmpo. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. 22 tonight, under mainly clear skies, southwesterly winds, 5 to 10 miles per hour. High of 46 tomorrow. Tomorrow night, lows around 30. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 36.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
What if your next breath is your last breath? Jesus said that no one is good except God alone. Paul wrote that no one is righteous, not even one. Isaiah says we all, like sheep, have gone astray. At First Baptist Church of Wisconsin Rapids, we believe there is hope of life after death in Christ alone. Historic faith, prayer, fellowship, virtue, the preaching of the word. Visit firstbaptistwr.com.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Your soulmate is somebody who, when you get out of the McDonald's drive-thru, she'll do a picklectomy and take the pickles out of my cheeseburger and put extra pickles on hers.
I'm flummoxed, I'm flabbergasted, I'm quacking upset right now.
You're going to defend pickles?
Except for bread and butter pickles, those things are the devil.
Oh, see, now if I were going to try any of them, it would...
Pat! Got, come on! Okay.
And this is why Greg and I are not married.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Emergency medical unit, respond to 102 Maple Avenue, possible stroke victim.
When stroke occurs, you have 60 minutes to win or lose the race of your life. There are new treatments, but you must get to a hospital fast. If you suddenly feel weakness on one side, have trouble speaking, walking, or seeing, it could be a stroke. Call 911. Get to a hospital. Because how you spend the next 60 minutes could determine how you spend the rest of your life.
The library in Wisconsin Rapids is typically quiet, like most. But did you know it can get loud when there's live music? The McMillan Memorial Library is the home to the Cowboy Union Jam, featuring classic country, bluegrass, and gospel music. It's even bringing new interest to the old pedal steel guitar. For locally grown radio, WFHR, I'm Terry Barr.
From the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, Dom, a Hump Day Town Hall Edition. The peoples are welcome here at 844-967-2789. As we went to break, Dom, you broke the news, official, an impeachment inquiry against President Joe Biden. The Republicans lined up theirs, got the vote, party line vote. And that means every single one of Wisconsin's six Republican congressmen voted for the impeachment inquiry of Joe Biden. This breaking at the Wisconsin Journal Sentinel. All six of Wisconsin's House Republicans today voted to authorize their party's impeachment inquiry into President Joe Biden, ensuring the months-long investigation into the president and his family will continue despite so far failing to produce concrete evidence of a crime. So far, I'm sure it's just around that next quarter. I'm 2 weeks out.
Yep. Right when they deliver the replacement for Obamacare.
As it's being reported on, the resolution formalizing the inquiry passed 221 to 212, with every Republican supporting the inquiry and every Democrat rejecting it. Wednesday's vote was largely a formality for Republicans who have spent months digging into Biden's family business dealings. Former Speaker Kevin McCarthy in September announced the inquiry without a House vote and directed the Oversight, Judiciary, and House Ways and Means Committees to lead the investigations. But Republicans have suggested that a formal vote for the chamber is necessary to give their inquiry more credibility. Hard for me to say that, Dom. Does it have any credibility, more credibility, and position them to compel cooperation from the Bidens, as Democrats have dismissed the effort as a sham and a means for the GOP to cast a shadow over Biden ahead of the 2024 presidential election. Here's a quote. Your buddy, Rep. Toxic Tom Tiffany from up in the Northwoods, 7th CD of Wisconsin. It gives us additional investigative abilities to be able to get more information. I think it's the proper approach. I think process is important with something like this. This is the same Tom Tiffany that was willing to vote against the electoral outcome in the state of Wisconsin on behalf of Trump against Joe Biden on the very same election where he was elected to Congress. That guy. That Tom Tiffany.
That guy. Yes, that guy. Well, and every single one of these Republicans, if they were elected to Congress on that election cycle, whoever was there Well, their ballots were obviously correct. Obviously, the voters wanted them in, but it was just what, the presidential that was somehow flipped? Crudy, the general summary continues. The Wisconsin Republicans have backed the inquiry since its September rollout, but most of the delegation joined the majority of their colleagues in stopping short of calling for Biden's impeachment, rather suggesting they want to see the investigation play out before making such a decision. As mentioned, though, this week, Rep. Scott Fitzgerald thinks there's enough evidence to vote on impeachment and initiate a trial in the Senate. He did not say what charges he thinks Biden should face.
Whatever charges will stick is really pretty much Scott Fitzgerald's attitude. Whatever will stick. Throw the spaghetti.
Whatever sticks, whatever doesn't stick. It's presidential interference, right? It's election interference. If this were Trump, the impeachment probe is mainly centered around business dealings of the president's son, Hunter Biden, and the elder Biden's purported connection to them. Republicans have alleged that Biden, as vice president, had a hand in the firing of the Ukrainian prosecutor investigating the owner of the energy company Burisma, on whose board Hunter Biden sat, and they pointed to payments between Biden and his son, as well as statements the president has made about his son's work as evidence of corruption. Hunter Biden said he would testify in front of a committee leading the investigation, but declined to speak behind closed doors with Republicans. He defied a subpoena this week to testify in private, and Oversight Committee Chair James Comer and Judiciary Committee Chair Jim Jordan. So they plan to initiate contempt of Congress proceedings. They said that.
Today. How does Jim Jordan get out of his own contempt of Congress proceedings?
Can we just like trade him off? You know, like carbon
didn't
credits
he
or something?
Completely ignore the J6 committee subpoenas, Jim Jordan. That Jim Jordan.
Yeah. So how can you? That's the whole point, right? How can Jim Jordan, as Judiciary Chair, you know, think there's any sort of weight or think there should be any sort of weight to compel anybody to testify about anything when he himself was a recipient of a very same subpoena from a congressional investigation, a committee for his testimony. And he just decided not to show up.
Was literally a impeachment committee before all was said and done, Dom. They impeached the second time, 2.0. That was for the January 6th. The J6 committee was about the January 6th. The subpoenas to the Jim Jordan was about the January 6th. A hump day, town hall edition. Like to hear from you. Any of this bother you find people out there driving on the roads? 844-967-2789. Want to hear from you. Start with John from Milwaukee. How you doing, John?
Hi, John.
Hey, how's it going?
Excellent.
How's it going? Yeah, this really bothers me. You know, why are they so obsessed with Hunter Biden? And you know what? Hunter Biden should stick to his guns and tell them, if you want to have this meeting, it has to be open or forget it. Do what you have to do. But other than that, no closed door. I think what it is, the Republicans don't want the public to know the real truth. They're trying to hide stuff. They're trying to manipulate. Or going to manipulate anything that Hunter Biden says. And my second thing is, I don't understand what's going on with Joe Biden's points. You know, why is he so low in the polls? I think he's doing a hell of a job. I don't understand why his rating is so low. I think it's some hocus pocus there. The man is doing the best he can. I mean, he's an upstanding guy. And he's been in politics all his life. He's trustworthy. You know, Trump, no, you can't trust him. I just want to know who's crazy, Trump or the MAGA people. I don't know.
Well, Trump and the MAGA people, John, I would say.
All of the above, John.
I just don't understand it. You know what? I don't know. You know, I'm 72 years old. There was a movie many, many years ago that I watched when I was a kid. And it was called The Pied Piper, how he had a flute, and he gathered up all the rats, you know, and took them to the cliff, and he moved the flute over, and the rats just jumped over into to the river. That's what Trump is doing with his MAGA people. He's going to make them give them their votes to put him back in office, and then he's going to trash all of them.
John, he's well on his way. They're all like lemmings. Appreciate you listening, John. Thanks
for
calling
today. Not
that
we're comparing Trump supporters to vermin, because we wouldn't do something like that.
844-967-2789. I heard on the topic of polling, how is Joe Biden doing so bad compared to Donald Trump currently in the polling? Well, first and foremost, we know it only really comes down to like five states. And we got Wisconsin covered for you, John. We're going to pull this one through.
Well, with your help, John.
With your help. Yeah, you and all your neighbors need to vote for Joe Biden. But, John, when people are asked this far out, you know, what's your opinion of the presidency? And they have a general discontent. Well, they show their discontent through the polling. And they say, I'm dissatisfied with Joe Biden. But when it comes right down to it, man, when you contrast Joe Biden and this guy that wants to be a dictator, if he was a little more competent, I'd be a little more nervous, John. But this guy damn sure wants to be a dictator. He's just really bad at everything, quite frankly. So, John, I think the numbers will come up for Joe Biden. If Donald Trump wins the nomination, I think Joe Biden wins it running away, and he's going to win the state of Wisconsin, hopefully by 100,000 votes or more, because you're going to vote and everyone you know is going to vote for Joe Biden. You're not going to vote for Trump. Who's going to vote for Trump? Come on.
844-967-2789. Once again, the Republicans in the House voting to formalize an impeachment inquiry passed along party lines today, 221 to 212. Jamie Raskin quoted in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. He is on the top Democrat on the oversight committee, suggests the Republican investigation is meant to cast a, quote, dark cloud over the Biden family with the goal of damaging Biden ahead of the 2024 presidential election. Every single claim they have made against Joe Biden has come up empty. It's just totally bankrupt, Raskin told reporters this week. He added, they're saying, well, we're just going to start looking for evidence now. They've looked for all the evidence there could be. And of course, on that theory, every Congress that is held by a different party than the president would just go ahead and launch an impeachment inquiry on the first day. What a debasement of impeachment that is as a constitutional instrument. Wisconsin Democratic Rep. Mark Pocan, our friend, before the vote Wednesday, accused Republicans of playing politics by moving forward with a baseless impeachment inquiry of Joe Biden. Still, Crudy. Republicans, including those from Wisconsin, appear keen on continuing the probe. A quote from freshman Congressman Rep. Derek Van Orden, he tweeted out
before
today's vote, quote, Hunter Biden is not above the law. Aren't you impeaching Joe? I mean, what about Hunter Biden not being above the law? What does that got to do with it? Hunter Biden doesn't work in the government.
No, but
Derek Van Orden.
They have the same last name. So you smear one, yeah. You smear the other. And that's all they've really got to go on here. The ne'er-do-well Biden son, Hunter. I mean, he's done some really dumb thing. He admitted his mistakes, Dom. I mean, there's lots of video of the man.
No, I mean, I get there's lots of video, but if that's the case, if you're generally curious about presidents, you know, offspring and how they could be corrupt in the process and padding their wallets, of course, they turn a blind eye to Ivanka and Jared.
Completely different. They were business people, not like this unqualified Hunter Biden. It's much different because Jared deserved that $2 billion bone saw investment.
$2 billion, right, as an investment fund because he, what, owns a couple of buildings? That qualifies him?
By that logic, Dom, I would like to start a high-dollar investment venture. You can be my partner, you and the Saudis. Come back, more Devil's Advocates. A hump day, Town Hall Edition, 844-96-PARTY.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Monday, you're already late for work. You scramble, putting on pants while brushing your teeth in the dark. And you're starving, starving. But the only thing in the fridge, Friday night's leftovers. Oof, a three-day-old curry beef burrito for breakfast? Big gamble. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, better odds. We're your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Your odds are better here.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's different.
That's when all of a sudden, if you notice every other Batman costume, the cowl is not attached to the suit anymore.
Right.
And Batman can actually do this amazing thing where he turns his head. The Joker's masterful plan of going to the left. Serpentine! Quick penguin, serpentine!
Weekdays from 8 to 10 a.m. only on locally grown radio.
From the hometown of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news talk and sports station.
Waste that provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you
We're also
by
getting
Feeding
some
America
good text
and
contribution. You can use the very same number, again, 844-967-2789. Or get that shiny Civic Media app, and you can text us in real time. And it comes right here to my phone. Chris from Rice Lake. He apologizes in advance. I'm sorry, but I can't call you today. My feelings towards Scott Fitzgerald and Tom Tiffany will make me say something that's not fit for radio. At least you know your own limitations, Chris. I believe, Chris, in Rice Lake, I believe that would be the 7th CD. Tom's your congressman, and he voted to impeach Joe Biden today, or at least advance the inquiry, as I would call it, the baseless inquiry, Dom. But we'd love to hear from you. It is a hump day town hall edition. Your calls appreciated here and text at 844-967-2789. Let's go to Annie from Watertown. How you doing, Annie?
Hi, Annie.
Pretty good. A good cartoon I saw with Trump standing there in his pilgrim outfit with a bloody axe and the turkey standing next to him saying, I support Trump because he looks out for me.
he
eventually betrays everyone around him. You know, that's why I don't get any. I mean, who in Trump's orbit hasn't at some point paid the price once they part ways?
And Trump,
I mean, ask Rudy.
On the stump, Trump analogizes himself to the snake that will bite you. He calls himself the snake, like, I am the snake that will bite you. And then you're surprised when I bite you. He is that snake, Annie.
And they just keep putting down their neck for him. But yes. Scott Fitzgerald, as my representative, would have been a decade ago, I suppose, I saw him at the county fair, and listening to your old show, I found some lady called, and I found out I wasn't the only one. I confronted him at the fair. He was walking along with his 12-pack going home, I suppose, and I bothered him. But I wanted to know why he wanted us to be like North Carolina and Texas, and he said because there's no regulations. But I said something. Well, I basically said, well, you know, you work for me. And he said, I don't work for you. And apparently a lady called your show, and I'm not the only one that he said that to. So I wonder how many people he's just outright told.
Annie, he works for Trump. It's so very evident and clear. This action by the House Republicans today. He works for Trump. He works for Trump. Well, he worked for Scotty Wanker before that. I mean, effectively, he works for the cause of power, Annie. He had the levers of power here in the state of Wisconsin. It was him, his brother, and Scott Walker, right? They jammed through the Act 10. He loves the power. He doesn't want to sit in this middle seat on Southwest anymore. He wants a more important position in life. And he's not smart enough to earn it through the private sector, so he's gravitated towards politics.
Well, he's smart enough to tell the university what to do, though.
Well, that's not really Fitzy so much. That's Robin Voss.
He was
doing it when he was in Madison. Yes.
Point made, Annie. I won't argue that point. any other thoughts for us today, Annie?
No, just sopping up. I love what you said about him drinking his old fashions, because that's where I would see him other than at the county fair would be Friday night fish fry at the bar.
I've only noticed the
capillaries that would indicate he had had a few last night and planned on having a few dozen more tonight. I can't personally verify any the drinking habits of Congressman who doesn't work for you, Scott Fitzgerald. That's a hell of a campaign slogan, Scott. I don't work for you.
Screw you guys. I'm going home. It's the Cartman campaign. Thank you for the call, Annie. Always appreciate it. I think, you know, he's just one of those folks, man. He gets flushed. Like, you know, any sort of, I'm going to say pressure kind of a thing, you know, his blood pressure goes up. He is quick to flush. That is Fitzgerald. Not necessarily because of the drinks, but, you know, who am I to judge? 844-967-2789.
You've been a bartender for years. You're the guy to judge.
Licensed bartender in the city of Milwaukee.
You know what that flush in the face means, fella, but please continue.
Sarah Burris, Matt Lazio reporting at the Raw Story, Curdy's favorite source. Critical Senate Republicans to House GOPers pushing impeachment. Do something meaningful. Too late. Critical Senate Republicans on Wednesday said they didn't see the value in chasing an impeachment inquiry against President Joe Biden that lacks evidence, is unlikely to be voted through, and serves as a distraction from pursuing policy. Why would they do it except to get some attention? Asked Senator Tom Tillis. Let's do something meaningful that's defensible. Tillis also urged House Republicans to have a very thoughtful, deliberate process and resist the temptation to waste time on a political point he believes is doomed to die. Republicans aren't going to vote for it, said Tillis. What they should be doing is drawing attention to impeachable offenses that they can substantiate. So let's not make this a show vote. Senator Lisa Murkowski, another Republican, finds some revelations about Hunter Biden, who serves no public office, worrisome. But she doesn't approve of the normalization of impeachment, she told Raw Story. At some point, people stop paying attention. You lose the impact of what it means. What's the value? And of course, Crudy, Wisconsin's own Senator Ron Johnson. What do you think he said? He said he's firmly on board with impeachment, claiming there's a mountain of evidence. In stark contrast to Senator Chuck Grassley, a Republican from Iowa, who said Wednesday that there isn't any.
Aren't they partners on that Hiscock committee, Dom? Rojo and Grassley. Ron, are you still believing? It goes back to the Lev Parnas and the Rudy Giuliani when those are the sources of your information. Senator, you lack credibility. 844-967-2789. CJ, don't lack credibility, man. What do you got for us?
Happy Joe Biden impeachment inquiry day, CJ.
You're going to be happy, man.
I am feeling spectacular.
What are the charges?
You're okay with his grandchildren getting money from China, Ukraine.
Let's impeach his grandkids. They don't serve. What are the charges against the...
Yeah, but you're okay with China. China paying his grandchildren. You're okay with that. 11 family members.
Hey, CJ, what would the charges against the president be? Impeachment is about conviction. It's about evidence. What charges would the charges be, CJ? Be better than Scott Fitzgerald. Name the charges.
You ever heard of Manafort?
Paul Manafort, the guy that was in bed with Kilimnik?
The crimes that he went to jail for?
Yes.
Tax evasion?
Same as Hunter. Yeah.
Okay, but that's still not Joe Biden. It's still not Joe Biden, dude. You sound like Van Orden. Hunter Biden's not above the law. Okay, sure. Nobody is, right? We can all agree. Nobody should be above the law. But it's still not Joe Biden, CJ. Van Orden. Same last name. I know it can be difficult, but you should really work on it a little more.
I'd just like to hear someone clearly express what charge you would impeach Joe Biden on. Not like speculative, not like we hope to find one. Like, what's the charges, man? Come back, more devils.
Where are you guys? I'm going home.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest station ever. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Locally grown radio, WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
7 Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. It's been 6 months since a teenage boy from Reedsburg vanished after running away from home. The Sauk County Sheriff's Office says there are no new updates in the search for James Yablonski. He's been missing since mid-June when his father says he ran away from home. Clues turned up in and around Devil's Lake State Park near Baraboo this summer, but no new developments since then. Authorities and James's father say they're still looking for him. Wisconsin voters may someday choose their candidates for Congress in a very different way. A bipartisan ranked choice voting bill got its first hearing before a state Senate committee yesterday. Under the bill, all candidates for U.S. House and Senate would appear on one primary ballot together, regardless of party. The top five candidates would advance to the general election. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The Stevens Point snowplows have been named. The winners were announced today for the 14 plows. Students in Stevens Point submitted one name per classroom, supervised by school faculty. Winning names include Cleopatra from Mrs. Dean's 6th grade class at Jefferson School, Storm Scooper from Mrs. Doolittle's 5th grade class at Washington School, and Mike Wiplowski from Mrs. Aaron's 6th grade class at Madison School. The project was supported with generous help from Bushman Signs and Festival Foods. Winning classes all received an ice cream party. The Wisconsin Rapids Rafters announced the eagerly awaited Hot Stove event taking place on January 20th from 6 to 10. The exclusive sneak peek into the 2024 baseball season will be held at the Hotel Mead and Conference Center's ballroom. 2024 package ticket holders get in for free if you RSVP by January 12th. Find out more about tickets at northwoodsleague.com. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay.
The D3.
D3 right in the circle. Badgers take the lead.
The throwdown.
Down the lane and sends it in. And one.
The thrilling victory.
Badgers win it. Oh, did they dig in defensively tonight?
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Fakes the three. Sidesteps left for three in the lead. He hit it.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Drives the lane. Draw and kick. Right corner. Three. Got it again.
New time for the Badgers home game. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers men's basketball team moved up the start time of their game tomorrow night against Jacksonville State so that more fans can follow the UW women's volleyball match. That's against Texas later tomorrow night. So the basketball game will be the Badgers against Jacksonville State at 6 p.m. at the Kohl Center, followed by the NCAA Final Four from Tampa featuring Wisconsin against Texas. That's at 8:30. NBA, the Bucks host the Pacers, the team that knocked them out of the league's in-season tournament. As tonight at 5 Serve Forum, Malik Beasley on facing Indiana after going into overtime against the Bulls the other night.
I mean, definitely a learning experience, especially with the game. You know, we went into overtime where it was a tie game with 4 minutes to go, kind of the same situation, and we executed way better on both sides of the floor. So, you know, we owe these guys too, so we're excited to play them, and we want to get the win.
That's the Bucks' Malik Beasley. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. 22 tonight, under mainly clear skies, southwesterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. High of 46 tomorrow. Tomorrow night, lows around 30. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 36.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
The Todd Alma Show.
Dave in Minneapolis.
I'm embarrassed to say, but I did vote for Trump the first time. But then after January 6th, I could not vote for him because he is a danger to, I think, us as a country.
Dave's absolutely right. There are foundational things that should transcend partisanship. Right? Democracy, a peaceful transition of power, our veterans.
The Todd Alma Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Again.
Dog goes woof, cat goes.
knows now.
Birds. Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. It's a very serious thing we're doing here, Dom. It's the Hump Day Town Hall Edition Happier Happy Hour. Rolling through it with your phone calls. Jake, you're next. Be patient. The rest of you, line up at 844-967-2789. James Comer, the chairman of this impeachment thing, he won't go on the Foxy Friends. And this is apparently...
He finally figured out Comer did this, a staunch Republican, that Fox News lies to their audience, man, right? I mean, just look at the Dominion case, $700 some million. They got to pay out, being sued by Smartmatic, like $2 billion. I commend Comer, just like you, Crudy, for no longer going on Fox News.
Well, apparently Comer won't go on the Fox News.
Oh.
Because of Ducey.
Oh, what Ducey do?
Here is what Comer has said. He had that position from the very beginning. I've quit going on Fox and Friends because of Ducey, you know. I mean, he's the one guy on Fox that's been very critical of the investigation. You see where that would bother him, right? Any pushback whatsoever. Comer said Tuesday during an appearance on Newsmax, I have my theory why, and we'll talk about that at a later point. But at the end of the day, he's entitled to his opinion. But I don't think the average viewer of Fox News agrees with Ducey one bit. Comer's comments were first highlighted by Mediate during a segment on the Fox and Friends earlier this week. The Ducey noted House Republicans have got a lot of ledgers and spreadsheets, but they have not connected the dots on claims of wrongdoing by the president. There is no connecting up the dots. Now they're not really good at that on the Republican side.
No beautiful mind happening on the Republican side right now.
Well, they're trying to get that smoke going, Dom. Newsmax host Eric Bolling, a former Fox host who is regularly critical of the network, played a clip of Ducey's comments for Comer during a show and asked him twice to criticize the morning show pundit. Is that what you do? Hey, come on my Newsmax show and tell me how much you hate Ducey. You know, you could hear that here on the Devil's Advocates. I'm not a big fan of the Ducey either. 844-967-2789. So, Comer's not going on the Fox News. Oh. And the former Speaker of the House, Wisconsin's own, Paul Ryan, happens to sit on the board of the Fox News. And Dom, what's Paulie Ryan's up to these days?
Alexander Bolton reporting from The Hill. This just coming out recently here. Former Speaker Paul Ryan, who headed Republican House majority during former President Donald Trump's first 2 years in office, says Trump is not conservative, but instead an authoritarian narcissist whose guiding principle is to aggrandize himself.
Do you remember
I don't think I've ever heard Paul Ryan be so right about anything in his life.
But they merged their agendas, Dom. And the you know, I referenced earlier the Scott Fitzgerald reaction to the Access Hollywood tape, and there was effectively no line Trump could cross, none that would be stated by Scott Fitzgerald publicly, where he would lose Scotty's support. You know, he's the Trump conductor. But Paul Ryan was the Speaker of the House. I mean, he was already in this vaunted position, second to the presidency. And after the Access Hollywood tape came out, Paul Ryan's reaction was to disinvite Trump from the Fall Fest in the first CD. Remember?
Big deal, man. Yeah,
he turned
a shoulder. You're no longer invited.
Persona non grata. And then they merged their agenda. So this doesn't mean much anymore to me, Dom, because Paul Ryan, you lost all credibility when you could have done something about the man. The after the fact, bemoaning with 2020 hindsight, not so much courage. But well, please continue.
All the courage. He's like many of these Republicans who show the courage, you know, on the way out the door or once they're already gone.
Have you noted, though?
It doesn't matter. It doesn't mean anything.
Have you noted, though, Scott Walker, the former governor of the state of Wisconsin, even in absentia, no courage. spent more time with family, got himself paid, still no courage, still fully embracive of the Trump future presidency. Please continue. I'm sorry.
Ryan defended former Republican reps Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger for standing up to Trump and said many Republican lawmakers probably now regret not voting for impeachment charges and missing their chance to remove him from the political stage. He's not a conservative. He's an authoritarian narcissist. So I think they basically called him out for that, talking about Cheney and Kinzinger. I said he's a populist authoritarian narcissist. Historically speaking, all of his tendencies are basically where narcissism takes him, which is whatever makes him popular, makes him feel good in any given moment. He doesn't think in classical liberal conservative terms. He thinks in an authoritarian way, and he's been able to get a big chunk of the Republican base to follow him because he's a culture warrior. Ryan said Cheney and Kinzinger stepped out of the flow of many other Republicans falling into lockstep with Trump and called it out. He said they paid the price for it with their careers, but made the right move. There has to be some line, some principle that is so important to you that you're not going to cross, so that when you're brushing in the morning in the mirror, and you see yourself in the mirror, you like what you see. I think Adam and Liz are brushing their teeth, liking what they see.
What about you, Mr. P90X? Do you like what you see, Mr. Merged Agenda? You did nothing to stop this when you had the power to stop it, Paul Ryan.
What did he do? He resigned, right? He decided not to run again. Ryan said many Republicans in Congress are likely regretting they didn't stand up to Trump's effort to overturn the 2020 election. And I don't know why you get that idea. And didn't vote to impeach or convict him on impeachment charges when they had the chance to end his political career. I think there are a lot of people, quote, I think there are a lot of people in Congress, good friends of mine, who would take their vote back if they could, because I think a lot of these members of Congress, like on the second impeachment, they thought Trump was dead. They thought after January 6th, he wasn't going to have a comeback. He was dead. So they figured, I'm not going to take the heat. I'm going to vote against this impeachment because he's gone anyway. But what's happened is he's been resurrected, Ryan added. So I think there are a lot of people who already regret not getting him out of the way when they could have.
Which ones? The 221 that lined up for the impeachment vote of Joe Biden today, the impeachment inquiry. This is entirely because the old man wants it. Because Donald Trump wants this impeachment inquiry against his political opponent, right? This is high political theater, dude. And you know, so if any of them have regrets, and obviously Liz Cheney and Kinzinger have gone on to spend more time with family, in the case of Liz Cheney, to promote her book. But what Republican is showing remorse here? They're all voting to do equally as bad under the Constitution. They're all voting to impeach Joe Biden, or at least open an inquiry, a meritless inquiry. Please continue. My bad.
Final from The Hill, again, Paul Ryan speaking today. Paul Ryan said, the history will be kind to Trump critics like Cheney and Kinzinger. Paul Ryan announced he would retire from Congress in April of 2018, less than 2 years into Trump's first term in office. He said at the time that he wanted to spend more time with his family and not be a weekend dad. At the time of his announced retirement, he cited Trump's 2017 tax cuts and Jobs Act as a highlight of his time as speaker. Hell, hell of a job, Brownie, adding trillions of dollars to the deficit. But yeah, blame it all on the Dems. I'm sorry, man. I great, Paul Ryan, former speaker, saying it now, okay, but to what effect? You know, who's listening, Paul Ryan?
Because not the Republican Party.
If you have the opportunity to stand up and have an impact, you were Speaker of the House, man, you walked away. And, you know, my assertion is he walked away because he knew what a crap show was coming down, man. He had the tea leaves. He was in the back rooms. He knew, you knew, they knew, we knew, everyone knew. But he had the opportunity at that time in a position of power, in a position of leadership to do something about it. And he failed to do so. And now he's Mr. Tough Guy, P90X. Oh, he's an authoritarian narcissist. Why didn't you say that then?
Lacks courage, Dom, I would suggest. Lacks courage.
844-967-2789. You know who's got a lot of courage, Crudy?
Us. You, me.
Besides us. You, me, our audience. Jack Smith.
I like that, man. And
you know the Trump attorney is not real happy. Jack's trying to get this issue about absolute immunity and double jeopardy because of impeachment to the Supreme Court. So much so that they think he's the Grinch.
Dom, they're going to have to work over Christmas. You would never do such a thing. Easy for you to laugh there, Ebenezer.
Hey, man, I got to take a break once in a while. But also, I'm also not defending the former president from an insurrection, from trying to overthrow the government. Sometimes duty calls. And if your guy has to go to court, then you got to show up like everybody else. Special counsel Jack Smith is spreading holiday joy, according to the Raw story. Earlier Wednesday, attorneys for Trump cast the prosecutor as the storybook villain of the Grinch and blamed the special counsel for disenfranchising millions of American voters by trying to convict the ex-president before Election Day. They groused about Smith's proposed speedy schedule that would, quote, require attorneys and support staff to work round the clock through the holidays, inevitably disrupting family and travel plans.
Wouldn't they get double time? I mean, that could be $1,000 an hour for some of those guys and girls.
It is as if the special counsel growled with his Grinch fingers nervously drumming, I must find some way to keep Christmas from coming. But how? I mean, this is what they wrote in their brief, man. I mean, this is what they wrote. They're quoting what they're saying, the Grinch. Hours later, with the ink yet to dry, Smith filed a response and dismissed the characterization plucked from Dr. Seuss's iconic children's book, How the Grinch Stole Christmas. Smith responded, suggested that, quote, if the court today enters a briefing order consistent with the government's request, the defendant's brief would be due no later than December 23rd. Oh, hell, man, that's like 2 days before Christmas. Plenty of time.
The very same day that Bill Barr retired, similar to Paul Ryan, he also stepped down on December 23rd.
Spend time with the family.
You know, if these Republicans keep serving me nothing burgers, Dom, I'm going to blow away. I want to be nothing by Christmas time. I want to be able to make the black hole for sure this year. I'm losing weight with this steady diet of nothingness.
Nothing burgers?
That's my opinion.
Oh, my goodness.
844-967-2789. Called it a hump day town hall edition. We're rolling through it. And Dom, I have a question of you. Less serious, but you know, I'm still going to ask it. What happens when you get Elon Musk, Alex Jones, Andrew Tate, and if you don't know who that is, the guy's been alleged to be a sexual predator, Matt Gaetz, and if you don't know who that is, the guy's been alleged to be a sexual predator, and Republican presidential wannabe Vivek Ramaswamy? Dom, what happens when you throw them all in a live Twitter chat and one forgets to close his mic? Oh, you get more than you bargained for right here on the Devil's Advocates when we come back from this break, though.
Oh, we gotta wait.
I'm gonna play you with the assistance of the very capable Nate, our fine producer. I'm gonna play you the sound of what happened, what got captured on this live mic in front of 2.2 million people on a Twitter chat. This is sound you want to hear, Dom. And
you
coming
must
up
hear. You have to hear.
After this big showdown, we got Maggie Dawn, legal eagle extraordinaire. She's going to join us on our big program on Friday. Look forward to having Maggie on the greatest radio show ever next to hers. And also tonight, the Empowered Caregiver Show with Liza Hellenbrand, empowering caregivers all across the Civic Media Network. But the Hump Day Town Hall Edition, it ain't done yet. Your calls are welcome. As welcome as Vivek Ramaswamy on a live mic.
Oh, come on. As welcome as Alex Jones back to Twitter with Elon Musk.
844-967-2789. Call now or miss out.
This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Now. Badger fans are looking for holiday fun for the whole family? Get your tickets and join Wisconsin men's basketball at the Kohl Center in December. For more information on Badger men's basketball and to purchase tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Earl Ingram was giving Thanksgiving turkey cooking tips. Apparently, if you use your thumb and put an imprint on the turkey breast, if it bounces back, it's fresh. If it doesn't, it's frozen.
If you see a guy wandering around a grocery store in Madison doing things to turkeys, you'll know who it is.
I just gotta find myself a freshie.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Devil's Advocates.
And yeah, welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show, our last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now on the lines, 844-967-2789. Callers, be patient. We'll get to you shortly.
We've got some breaking news, Dom. We've been on the UW Regent watch, and we've got a revote and a turned outcome. This being reported at this minute. Just days after rejecting it, the UW Board of Regents today approved a sweeping deal with Republican legislators, meaning Robin Voss, to free up more than $800 million in staff raises, a new engineering building, and other infrastructure spending in exchange for scaling back diversity efforts. Now, Dr. Jill Underley's European vacation does not affect the numerical outcome here, Dom. The new vote, the re-vote, and this is somewhat controversial, I would say, 11-6 to approve the deal. 11-6 to approve the deal, which Democrats, the UW-Madison student government, and members of the legislature's Black Caucus called racist and discriminatory, but it unlocks $740 million in infrastructure spending, Dom, and raises for about 35,000 UW staff members and $32 million in state aid held back by the legislative budget. So they made the deal. They bent to the terrorist. There was just too much at stake not to accept the deal. So that is breaking at this hour. The UW Regents have reversed their Saturday vote. They've now approved the terrorist deal with Robin Voss, 11-6. Perhaps we'll still get to the Ramaswamy sound, but it's a hump day town hall edition, Dom. Let's get to the callers. Rico, you're first, fella. Welcome to it. What do you got for us?
Hey, Rico.
Hey, I heard some from Devin, LeMayhem, whatever.
LeMayhem. I like that one.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, we got to keep, Robert Spindell here, all it was really was a failed legal strategy. And I thought, yeah, the reason it failed is because it was illegal in the first place. And it just, how much more of this ridiculousness? That's all it is. It's just pure ridiculousness. Rojo's going to take that to the bank. We're going to hear that 100 million times in the next year about how it was nothing more than a failed legal strategy. They did stay within the velvet ropes, folks.
Yeah, but until they didn't, Rico. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It was all peaceful until it wasn't.
844-967-2789. The breaking news, the UW Regents have reversed their prior vote. They have accepted the terrorist deal with Robin Voss. The vote 11-6, 35,000 UW staff members probably happy for the 4% cost of living raise and 2% next year, Dom. I'm sure there was lots of pressure, lots of people trying to pay their bills this Christmas. I can understand why the Regents would vote as such. But I was happier about this outcome when it was 9-8 rejection on Saturday. John from Boaz, welcome to the show. John, what do you got for us?
Hi, John.
Hi, guys. I just wanted to know, why would we give Donald Trump
a second chance at the presidency when he failed on his first try because of the turnover of in all his people that worked for him. They had a massive turnover because he is selfish, first class, and the biggest con artist I ever heard about.
Yeah, but now, you just didn't drink the right Kool-Aid, John. There's some out there that love what he's selling. He's selling the right kind of con to them.
Yeah. Well, okay, but why do we give him another try when he failed?
I don't know. Paul Ryan doesn't like the idea. Lots of Republicans point out that since he won one electoral count election in 2016, lost the popular vote, lost 2018, lost 2020, lost 2022, lost 2023 effectively here in the state of Wisconsin. And if he's the nominee of the Republicans, John, I think he'll lose again next year.
Yeah, me too. And, well, getting back to Wisconsin's university status.
Yes, sir.
We have $4 billion in our credit. That's black ink. Now, why doesn't they tell us anything about how much interest that money's earning?
Well, interest rates are rising, John. Should be more interest than it would have been, you know, if the UW were prudent savers, Dom.
The Fed met today. Interest rates are flat and presumably going to go down in 2024.
John, appreciate your call and your listenership, but I want to save a little time here. The open mic moment. What happens when Elon Musk, Alex Jones, Andrew Tate, Matt Gaetz, and Vivek Ramaswamy get together for a little Twitter chat in front of 2.2 million people? And Vivek Ramaswamy, presidential hopeful, forgets to turn off his microphone. He's got to go do what God, you know, nature calls and all that kind of stuff. Let's play it for the people. Nate, while there's time.
It's promoting an optimistic pro-human future that the science and evidence shows is real and that we need.
Gentlemen, I have to go.
I just want to be sort of exactly. I want to be clear about my position. I'm super pro-human, and I mean all humans. You know, humans in America, humans in
somebody's
Africa,
got their thing
Asia,
open,
and everywhere
somebody's
else.
Their phone open in the bathroom.
Yeah, that's Vivek. Vivek, that's your phone, Vivek. I'm not able to mute you. Vivek. Go ahead, Elon.
Sorry about that.
So, well, I hope you feel better.
I feel great. Thank you. Sorry about that, guys.
Sorry about that, guys.
Never heard a presidential candidate take a leak before. I mean, I got to tell you, these are wonderful times we are living in. I have such hope and optimism for the future.
Look at the company this guy keeps. He's hanging with Alex Jones, Andrew Tate, Matt Gaetz, and Elon Musk. And one must wonder, Dom, I only heard the audio. Did he leave the video on? Does he have to prove he doesn't have small hands now?
Well, I got to tell you, I didn't hear him wash his hands.
But he felt a lot better. Yeah. You feel better, Dom? Did we make you
feel
better?
Great, I feel good, man. I feel so good. I want to do it again tomorrow.
The UW Board of Regents has reversed their earlier vote. They've accepted the terrorist deal with Robin Voss. Stick around. The Maggie Dawn Show is next. And then the Empowered Caregivers with Liza Hellenbrand, Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, 8 to 10. Keep it locked, Civic Media.
Locally grown radio, WFHR programming, is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media. Take it to the streets.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
CBS News Brief. History on Wall Street today following encouraging news from the Federal Reserve. CBS's Jason Brooks.
Investors cheered the Fed's updated forecast, calling for 3 rate cuts in 2024, sending the Dow above 37,000 for the first time in its history.
The Fed also left the